We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's 6 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started. With John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time Pro Bowler. And John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I'm glad I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Drive. He got all of that, baby. It's a grand slam.
That was Chip Carey had a very – I'm not laughing at the cut. Dansby Swanson hit a grand slam for the Braves as they beat the Phillies. Welcome to a Friday morning with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. I'm laughing and chuckling because the Braves beat the Phillies last night 7-2. They're tied with Philadelphia for second place, and they are four back of the New York Mets, and they're not going away. So, you know, if you're, yeah, I don't know you. Every time I think, okay, they're dead, they're walking out, you know, no, okay, well, we'll hang around a little more. How you doing here? What up?
Grand Rising, John Fricke, Grand Rising Atlanta. Hey, John, I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to watch any of the game yesterday. I had a little bit of a lot going on yesterday.
Yeah, well, we can jump right into that if you want. I mean, if you've ever had one of those days, Hugh Douglas had one of those days last night. My friend, I'm waiting to hear about this, and my heart goes out to you, but you got to walk me through what happened.
Okay, but let me say this. Like, this is what the Braves do, number one. That's what they do.
You know, to
get you back into the, right.
They just suck you back right in.
Yeah, but, it's funny, John. The irony is, we were just talking about, you know, car theft in Atlanta. We was talking about Young Wei Koo and his car story yesterday. And they got me. They got me, John Fricke. They didn't flatbed my car, though, John Fricke. They came in my apartment complex, and they took my car. And this is the irony of the whole thing. John, I was 2 to 3 minutes from actually catching the guy break into my car and steal it.
All right. Now, you got to explain your car because
you named it. I had a 2018 Dodge Challenger Hellcat.
Which was loud and proud and a
– oh, my goodness, man. Like, American Muscle at its finest. I'm already having, like, you know, I'm already missing her already.
And she had a name.
Yeah, Rashida. Rashida. Rashida was so I'm like, okay, I'm getting, I have some frat brothers in town, right? So they were like, hey man, you know, come hang out with us. I'm like, okay, fine. So I was like sitting at the house, and John, I take a shot, like I take a shot. This is like 7 o'clock. I say, oh yeah, I'm Herbin Lee, so I can catch, I'll go to the sports bar and catch the game. So I'm getting ready to walk out the door, and I was like, oh heck, I said it's gonna be dark when I leave, so let me go put my contacts in. So I go put my contacts in, John, and I walk outside. So, you know, it's a busy, where I live at, it's a busy area. It's like a restaurant right there and all this other stuff. So I'm walking out, and I see a car, and I'm like, oh, that looks like my car. And I'm like, but I said, it can't be mine because the hood is kind of ajar, and it looks like, you know, the hood is kind of up. And I'm like, dude, hood kind of up on his car. And it was a little dude, right? It was a little like Caucasian guy, I guess. And he had on a red shirt, and he had dark hair. And the windows were down. And I was like, man, that looked like my car. And so when he drove off, I was like, damn it, that is my car. Because it had, like, I had my license plate and it had the Phi Beta Sigma on it. So I said, yo, get the, you know, so I took off running. And he hit the gas, and then I had a flashback of when back in the day we played Michael Vick in the Falcons, and when Michael Vick took off, I was like, oh, you might as well just stop running, Hugh, because you're not gonna catch him. So I just stopped running, and the guy took off down the street, and luckily the valet saw me, and I was yelling. He said, hey man, I got the police on the phone. He said, I'm calling 911 right now. So the police come. Shout out to Sandy Springs police, man. I mean, even though I don't live that far from the police station, they were there in like 5 minutes. They got all the description, everything. They tried to get to hit the cameras or whatever to see where he went. But unfortunately for me, John, I live right by 285. So he got on the highway and he was gone. Because I, you know, and the sad part about it, I heard her when he hit the gas. I knew he, like, it was like, hey, that's what I bought her for, because she can run. So he was gone. He was gone.
Wow. Hugh, well, you know, again, my heart goes out to you. Yeah, this is really, really sad. And you can sit around and say, well, you know, well, insurance covers that. You know what? Because I know you and your cars. This isn't, you know.
Yeah.
If somebody stole my car, I'd be like, oh, okay.
But you know what, though, John? But, I had a chance to reflect on it a little bit, because, you know, I was in reactionary mode at that point.
Sure.
And it's probably, when you think about the rash of car thefts that's going on in the city and everything that's happened, it was best that it happened the way that it did. Because there's no telling what could have transpired if I would have caught him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? He could have had a gun.
Yeah. And you know, at that point, I'm in reactionary mode. I'm just reacting. So I'm not going to react in a positive way. So I'm like, somebody
would have
been in the hospital. Somebody was going to the hospital, me and him. So it was probably, you know, when I think back and reflect on it, I'm glad I didn't see it. I'm glad I missed it. Well, I'm glad it happened the way that it did. But yeah, she gone now. She gone to the streets and the cops.
Yeah, I mean, you feel violated, you know, whenever you're robbed.
It's a funny feeling because it was like.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, it was like. You know, just thinking like, wow, I just couldn't believe, couldn't sleep last night because I was just like, wow, don't feel safe. You know, and this is like I said, the police station's right up the street, but it was just like, man, to have it happen the way that it did, I was just like, wow, I can't believe that. Just can't believe it. So, yeah, I mean, they got her. They got her. So she's, yeah. They got her, and I'm hoping for the best. But you know, it's funny. You know, calling some of my friends that are in the city in Atlanta, and I told them, you know, you try to call your friends that you know people that know people, and they were like, "What car they steal?" And I said, "Yeah, they stole the Hellcat. They stole Rashida. Oh, she gone." They was like, "Oh, she gone." Oh, they was like, "You'll probably get it back, but it probably won't be, you know." But you remember it looked like it's probably gonna be straight. They said, "Oh, they take the boat. They took the boat out of that."
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, yeah,
they're taking the boat.
That's going to a chop shop. I mean,
no, yeah, because John, within the time, like the cops were there within 10 minutes of him leaving, so the car's hot. So they had a bolo on it. I'm like, he's not gonna be in it. Or if anything, he took the license plates off that car. That car, I mean, she's gone. She's gone.
So yeah, I know.
She belonged to the streets now, John Fricky. She belonged to the streets.
Yeah, Well, Hugh. Well, you know, hopefully bigger and better, and we'll see. I guess we have to. Well, you know, Steve Young might get a call today. Hey, Steve. put one of them Raptors on hold for me,
John. You know what's funny? A friend of mine, Chris, like last night when I was talking about it, he said, "Well, you know what?" He said, "Maybe you can get that T-Rex now." And I was like, "You know what? I don't even want to think like that. I just want to, you know,
But you can a little. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Well, I mean,
thing,
it's just like, because, you know, I'm hoping for the best. Like, you know, even though I'm being realistic and knowing that probably it's, you know, hoping for the best.
Yeah, your girl leaves you, and suddenly you realize the next day that you can go to the bar and do a little window shopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's funny though because you got
to
think about it.
I'm just trying to help you.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate it because it's like yesterday. I just, like, that was my whole, I just couldn't believe it. I'm like,
wow,
she gone. Like, you know, I felt like the Hall & Oates song, she gone. I got to learn how to play, she's gone. Like, all of
here,
that.
I thought I was going to be the one singing in the opening segment because we can't play the Olympic theme because nobody's allowed to play the Olympic theme in the Olympics open today. I was going to da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, you can't do, you know.
Every breakup song that, like, I could think of, like, came to mind, like, the beat.
Now, how here's another thing. I mean, there was not, I'm just curious. not in your business. There wasn't anything. Because, you know, you get your car jacked like this and was there, you know, like if you stole my car right now, I wouldn't miss the car, but my golf clubs, which were specifically made for me at the TaylorMade facility in Carlsbad, California, and are my golf clubs. They're not off the rack. These were, you know, specifically made for me. They'd be gone. And I would be, that's what I would miss. I can't replace those. You know.
You know what I miss? And this is, you're going to be like, really, Hugh? I bought a bucket from Pep Boys. Like a couple weeks ago, and it was in that car. I missed my bucket, man.
Your bucket?
And I had an iPod. You know they don't make iPods anymore, John. I had an iPod.
Oh, you had an iPod. See, that's what I'm talking about, Hugh. It's usually what's in the car.
It's my iPod and my bucket. And I missed my bucket.
I'm sorry, you.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, you know what, John? Like I said, it probably happened the way everything happens for a reason. I'm not going to say it happened for the best because it didn't. That was a scumbag move.
It's a big scumbag move.
It was a scumbag move. But you know.
Hopefully he's listening and he goes, oh, my God.
Oh, no, he's listening. He'd be like, hey, you know what? Good time.
Whose car did I steal?
That car is chopped. That car, she gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope they find it, but I just don't think they will.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too hopeful either. All right, well, incredible story. We're all thinking about you, and, you know, keep us up to date on what's going on about that, too.
Thank you, Orr.
It is a busy day. Braves do play again against the Phillies tonight. There's all this, you know the smoke and fire thing, this Oklahoma-Texas thing to the SEC? I'm going to tell you this morning, my quick take, and then we're going to get into it a little bit. My quick take is, this is going to happen whether you like it or not. This is actually going to happen. My date night tonight is going to be interesting. Hopefully, I don't have to drive anywhere. I do have to go to Wade Ford today to get my daughter's
car. I might have to go to Wade Ford, too.
we might see each other at Wade Ford. I'll make sure when I get to Wade, I'll be there to pick up my daughter's car. And Jamie and Mike and Creed and all those people. And I'll look at the Raptors for you, too, just for the hell of it. Morning Mash is next. Oh, we just started Friday, huh? With John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's 6:20 Atlanta. Time for the Morning Mashup.
A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game on a Friday. Hopefully you're able to ride into work in your vehicle. Just saying.
Damn, man.
Well, or am I lying? I'm just trying to. I'm helping out my partner, my buddy here, just to commiserate.
Hey, but you know what though? I mean, it's good that I can laugh about it. I mean, because it was traumatic when it happened. I mean, hey, and it's just a car. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it was my car. but it's just a car.
But he lost his iPod.
In my bucket. I got my bucket, John.
The iPod losing is like, as somebody who... So we had a station event. It was the Paper Football Championships 2020. And this is before everything hit, everything started closing down. Or maybe it was 2019.
Yeah, the one over at...
at Stars and Strikes.
Stars and Strikes, yeah.
Yeah, and I used to carry an iPod and my iPhone. And my iPod had a bunch of old music on it. And for the most part, like, the iPod had been uploaded in a way to where there was music that would only play on my iPod and nothing else. So I had stuff on there that was years and years old, just old songs that I didn't download off of or buy off of Apple Music, just downloaded songs.
Mm-hmm.
And after the event, I walk outside, and normally my iPod was in the same pocket as my iPhone. I'm like, all right, well, I put my iPod in my backpack, I thought, at one point during the night, so... Check my phone, took my phone in my pocket, looking for my iPod because I want to play some music on my way home. Can't find it. So I spend maybe 30 minutes in the parking lot of Stars and Strikes, then another separate 20 minutes inside the building at Stars and Strikes. And this is at the point of the night, too, where everybody was really drunk. So people were doing shows. Just they had been boozing a little bit. So they keep seeing me walking in and out, in and out, in and out, confused. Like, oh, you good, man? I'm just like, man, no. But you, this, just heat it. About 2 months ago, I got an email that someone has attempted to access your iPod. I was like, man, that's like a year later. What the hell? So somebody has my iPod somewhere. I locked the screen so nobody can use it, but unless they have to reset it. But, yeah, so I'm losing an iPod is, yeah, I'm with you on that one, Hugh, man, because that's like, I think they've redone one recently. Or put one out within the last few years, a newer iPod, but the iPod, those don't, and I loved iPods too. Like, that was my thing. Like, I always had an iPod, no matter what phone I had.
I still have an iPod. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now.
I still have a couple. Like, I think I have four old ones at the house. That sounds weird, but yeah. But yeah, just, that was my thing. I had iPods, and I stored my music on them, and loved iPods. Loved them to death, but.
Yeah.
Never had my car stolen before, Hugh, but...
This is my second go-round.
I've had my window busted in a couple times, and, yeah, it's just, it's not a great feeling, just because that's your personal space, man. Like, your car is, that's an extension of your dojo. That's where, you know, like, if I'm not in the house, I'm in my car, and that's where I'm comfortable, and then somebody does something to intrude upon that, yeah, there's a bit of a violation you feel.
But especially what happened to Hugh, because... Hugh, it's such a, you know, surreal moment. You know, it's one thing, like, you know, I my apartment got robbed, but I wasn't there. But, you know, so it's surreal that, you know, okay, somebody
you
was in
actually
here.
You see the guy. Like, I
when you see the
him.
Guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
when you get robbed, you know, to your face, that's a surreal moment.
Yeah, and you know, like, the biggest thing for me is, like, you playing over scenarios over in your head. If you could have did this better. What if I could have did this? But being realistic about it. And it was during the daytime. I mean, there's no scenario that I could see of that would have ended well for either one of us.
At that point, when you see the car being stolen, all logic and reason
goes out the window.
And you're an Avenger. You're a Marvel superhero at that point. Like, I can chase this car.
Man,
I can take that, whatever that person has in that car.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And you know what's funny? And it's like, you know, you say you practice what you preach. And I tell my son when he's driving, I'm like, hey, man, somebody steal it. Let him have it. And I'm in the same scenario. And I'm not, like, in my mind, I'm not doing the same thing. I'm not following my own advice. So, you know.
Yeah, but it's a natural reaction.
Yeah, it is. It's a natural reaction. It's a natural reaction.
I'd do the same thing. Here. I would have run after him initially. And then I would have probably, like, you caught myself. I'm glad you did.
You know what it is? It's when you're like a child or a baby and another baby takes something that belongs to you and you see it like, no, that's mine. I'm going to take it back.
Yeah,
You react. So I'm going to go get what's mine back because that's mine. And... I'm happy you're here with us this morning, Hugh.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'm upset that the car got stolen, but, you know, the alternatives that could have ended in a way that aren't great, you know, we don't have to explore those this morning, so I'm glad you're here with us. to hear some morning mashup audio.
But you know, it's funny. Like friends, they're already like they're cracking jokes. Like they're like, you know, but you know that's what friends do. So I appreciate it because it takes your mind off of it. It really does.
When you trip and fall, and they come up to you and they say, "Hey man, you okay? Yeah, yeah. Man, I'm good. You hurt, man? Yeah, nah, I'm just my pride." Oh, yeah, because you felt like a dummy. Ha, 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 ha. And yeah, they start clowning.
They are, yeah.
They make sure you're okay first. Yeah, yeah. They gauge your, like, let's gauge you how he is. And then once they figure out, oh, he's good, oh, we about to roast him.
Yeah, they get me now. Everybody's like, oh, man, you'll be all right. She'll never be the same, though.
Mm-hmm. Never be the same again.
Yeah.
Let's start the mashup here. Let's start with Big Ten Media Days. Old Jimmy up there in Big Blue Country.
That took about 10 seconds for him to get everybody riled up, huh?
Yeah, he did, man. Yeah, he did.
Khaki boy.
Just at this point, I mean, I don't know what Michigan is, and I don't know if he knows what Michigan is, but it's a school with a big name right now, but not the resume to back up that big name. So when that happens, you start asking questions about, hey, do we need to improve? Do we need to get rid of this coach? Do we need to go in a different direction? There is one thing, though, that Jim Harbaugh can do to improve his standing immediately up there in Michigan. And I say immediately as in later in the season, if he does this, he'll be okay.
Well, I'm here before you. I mean, I'm as enthusiastic and excited as I've ever am, always am, you know, even more, you know, to have at it, to win the championship, beat Ohio. And we're going to do it or die trying, you know.
I mean, that's all you can say. You ain't beat them yet. I mean, but you got to do what you got to do. You got to say, because right now, that's one of the glaring things on his resume, is that he has not accomplished that feat. And, you know, you got to tell the boosters and the people that sent you on them exotic trips something.
Yeah, I don't know what this is the downside of hiring your guy. You know, you're a Michigan man. You know, you go out and hire your guy. Now, in Georgia's case, Kirby Smart so far, really, Georgia fans don't realize that how well it's worked out. I know you guys are thinking, we haven't won the net. I know, but compare that to Jim Harbaugh at Michigan or Scott Frost at Nebraska. And when you get your guy, it's harder, Hugh, to fire your guy because he's your guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's one of those things where, you know,
if his name isn't Jim Harbaugh, he wouldn't be there anymore, would he?
They've been grossly underachieving.
He would have been. He would been gone already.
Yeah, like I said, he's been grossly underachieving as far as when it comes to playing Ohio State or beating Ohio State.
Right. Yeah. Morning match with Oren on this interesting Friday. What else you got?
Clemson hit the dais yesterday at ACC Media Days, and Dabo spoke, talked about playoff expansion and name, image, and likeness. His starting quarterback, just recently signed a deal. He and Sam Howell both are the new spokespersons for Bojangles, Chicken and Biscuits. DJ, coming from California, did not quite understand the appeal of Bojangles when he got to Clemson, South Carolina. But listen to this clip. I think he fully understands just how important it is.
No, definitely. Bojangles is definitely a recent discovery. California, we don't have Bojangles down there. So remember one thing coming down here to the South, one thing I definitely learned was that Jesus is number one here. Then it goes football, and then it goes down. People love Bojangles down here. So that's one big thing.
I don't see a lie. Bojangles is big. Like, Bojangles is real big. Congratulations to these kids, man. Like, a little bit of jealousy sets in. A little envy, I guess. Not jealousy. Envy. Envy more than anything.
You wish this was available to you when you
were in
school.
Listen, I don't know what would have been available to me coming from Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio. Might not be a thing. But to be, like, for these kids. I mean, because that's what it screams to on, like all the struggles that you had in college. Think about that. If you played a sport and you could have – say a little monthly stipend of a couple $100, some people a couple grand a month, just to help make your college, like your stay in college, a little bit easier for you.
Or if you're Bryce Young, $85,000 a month.
Man, listen.
He better not ever ask none of his teammates for meal money or pizza money. But Bryce is going to be feeding everybody this entire year.
Yeah, he should. No, and without any issues, like without saying a word, just
it's
make
on
it
me, y'all. It's on me.
Yeah,
I got
make it happen.
This. I got this.
Because that's the situation where you got it. Like, you know, you talk about brotherhood and all this other stuff. You got to share it with your teammates.
Well, if you didn't think college football was a big-time business, you're about to discover it throughout the program today. Not only does NIL and the expanded playoffs, but super conferences are about to be here. It's going hand-in-hand with the expansion of the playoff, and it's about to happen to the SEC. I'll tell you how much that's worth coming up a little bit later. And also next, NFL teams could forfeit games this year, and that could really disrupt and change who might win the Super Bowl. We'll explain when we continue with John and Hugh on the morning show on this Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and of course, worldwide at Odyssey.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
As to why he may have deleted the tweet, this is Pro Football Talk. It costs Hopkins nothing to question it, meaning the NFL's stance on the vaccine. It costs Hopkins nothing to question it. If he ultimately retires, however, he would owe the Cardinals $22 million in unearned signing bonus money.
Yeah, you got to get that back.
Yeah, you got to get that $22 million back.
See, that's the thing, but see, this is the thing, John. We talked about this months ago, and we were because the mindset was you can't make anybody do anything. You can't make people get vaccinated. But you can make people uncomfortable. Just like we were talking about, and I told you how, like, your vaccination status is like the big talker. Like, that's the big talker now. Everybody's asking your vaccination status. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody has that little card that they're running around with. Yeah, it's one of those things where you're going to be made to make a decision. You're going to be made to make a decision. Teachers had to go first. You know, people that had to be out and work every day or be still, you know, what you call essential workers, they had to go do it. Yeah. So now the NFL is trying to kick this season off, and a lot of guys, you know, have taken a hard line stance on how they feel about this vaccination. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be one of those things where who's going to have egg on their face for taking that hard line stance? Like, the first person that came to mind when I saw that and when I saw what the NFL mandated was Cole Beasley.
Mm-hmm. First, Cole Beasley came out and basically said, "Pout saying I'm not taking the vaccine."
Yeah, he's not taking it. So now, what is Cole Beasley going to do? You know, is he going to play, or is he going to sit out the season without pay? Without pay.
Well, I saw one other tweet that had Beasley, and the tweet was basically this is about the Buffalo Bills. The Bills locker room is going to be interesting, more or less. I'm paraphrasing. That was the tweet, and it had reactions from four different Bills. I don't recall exactly. Beasley was one of the four. I don't recall the other three. But all four had a different spin. One was, my teammates better get the vaccine because if they cost us a game, and Beasley's like, hell no, I'm not taking anything. You can't make me. Somebody else was, boy, this could be a bad thing. Hugh, could this divide locker rooms?
Potentially. Because you're going to have some people, John, that are going to be like, I don't want to be forced to take anything. And you're going to have some people that are going to be like, yo, you know, we're doing what's best for the greater good. And yeah, And some people are going to take the stance, like I said, of, you know, hey, you can't make me do anything. So, yeah, it's going to be a problem. I think it's going to be a problem.
I guess it was Stephon Diggs and Jerry Hughes Jr. and Anthony Feliciano. I don't remember who said what, but all four had a different take is the point. And here's a season where the Buffalo Bills are going into it with Super Bowl winning aspirations, and you know, suddenly this memo comes out and the team is kind of pointing fingers at each other, and you wonder a little bit because – of, you know, the potential of, you know, now the Delta, now the Lambda variant. And there's a new one on you, huh, right? The Lambda.
Tri-lambdas. The Lambda Lambdas.
Lambda Lambda variant. And again, I'm, you know, the best of our knowledge, you know, I'm vaccinated. I think we all are now. And, you know, if we get it, my understanding from everybody is that I'll get the sniffles or something, which I usually have anyway. I probably wouldn't even notice.
So I get the sniffles with the second one because I go get my second one next week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think you're pretty much no. My understanding of this, Hugh, is the reason you get the second one is that you're 50% vaccinated against catching it, okay? Uh-huh. And the second one boosts that to like 95% against catching it, but your ability to ward it off should you catch it doesn't increase, so you're already covered in terms of if you catch it, you'll get the sniffles and it'll be mild for you for the most part. Now, Now everybody reacts differently, and now we're seeing reports here and there, and people are, you know, we're not getting into all the politics of this. That's our understanding of it largely. Now, are there exceptions? Yes. And the larger point here is about the NFL, and getting back to that here because it's important. The NFL, Hugh, I'm curious from a player's standpoint. I think 14, I believe I saw yesterday, 14, about half the league, a little less than half the league, has reached the threshold of 85% vaccinated. All right, well, that's okay, that's good. Okay, fine, that's good. But that's not the point. The point is you don't have to, if you're a player in the NFL and you test positive, even if you've had the vaccine, which happens, and let's say you have, you catch it, you're a player, you're in the locker room, and you're asymptomatic or you have the sniffles, you're like, I'm fine. You still can't play. And by the way, if all these players are vaccinated and they all have the sniffles, it won't matter, Hugh. If they all test positive, guess what? Forfeit.
Yeah, but the good thing about it, if you forfeit, you won't lose your pay. Now, on the flip side of that, John, to catch that test positive and they find out that they have not been vaccinated, that's why they got them little cards, then you're not going to get paid.
And right, it's like rule 15 or something in the thing, you know. I mean, there's some arcane rule that they're citing here saying if you haven't been vaccinated and
conduct
you catch it.
Conduct detrimental or something like that.
Yeah, you're right, and they're going to invoke that, and you're not going to get – you're going to – for however long you're out, you're not – you are not getting a dime. And
see, so that's what it is.
They're like, trying to strong-arm here, Hugh.
But listen, you can't let – like – my thing is this, and I've always like thought this way. Never let something like that affect your bottom line. And I mean, that's basically what it's talking about, is affecting the bottom line. And a lot of guys, you know, they're going to have to stand on their principles. They're going to have to stand on whether or not, you know, guys made the hard stance about retiring and considering retirement because they don't want to get the vaccination, all that other stuff. Well, This is your moment, your 25th hour, if you will. You're going to have to figure out what you're going to do because it's happening. It's about to happen.
Yeah, it's about to happen. And look, I understand the reluctance of DeAndre Hopkins or of Cole Beasley or maybe you. And I fully back and support any decision that you make because the government ought not be telling you whether you have to take a vaccine, whether it's for COVID or the flu or shingles or anything else. You know, none of the government's business to do that. The NFL, they're also a private industry. So if they want to make rules that are going to make it uncomfortable for you, there's nothing that we can stop them from doing that. And the league's just concerned. But I have more questions because it's the whole forfeit thing that I got lots of questions about it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go around the room here with Orin, Abe, and Hugh and ask them. I've got three questions, big questions about this and how it might impact the season next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.